PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. The drinking water in Trenton and some surrounding communities went largely untested for more than a year. Trenton Water Works said in a letter to customers that the utility became aware of the problem a year ago. It says an investigation found that the water sample collector fudged reports meant to monitor for disinfection products, E. coli, and other things from October 2022 through last December. The worker was fired. Trenton's mayor says the matter has been referred to the state attorney general. This may save you some time on your next job search. A new law in the Garden State says most job listings need to include the starting pay, or at least a range. The rule takes effect next year.
New Jersey joins several other states in having a wage transparency law on the books. An hourly or yearly pay range needs to be included, along with potential benefits. The New Jersey Business and Industry Association was originally opposed to the proposal, but VP of Government Affairs Alyssa Frank says it's been tweaked to apply only to businesses with at least 10 workers, and the fines for violations have been significantly lowered.
We got to a place where it wouldn't be entirely burdensome on businesses.
The new law goes into effect on June 1st. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And a Mercer County gynecologist is accused of sexually abusing two patients.
All three men died within weeks of each other after incidents in Carteret, Robbinsville, and Monroe, respectively.
NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Here's that story about the Mercer County gynecologist.
The State Board of Medical Examiners has unanimously voted to suspend the license of Lawrenceville OBGYN Bruce Pierce pending the outcome of an ongoing investigation. Two of Pierce's longtime patients gave testimony last month, which the board found to be credible, chilling, and compelling. Both women said Pierce had inappropriately and invasively touched them during what was supposed to be a routine exam. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And is the warm weather gone for good this 2024? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Hey, this is Eric Scott.
New Jersey 101.5, it's 11:05. It's about time for fast traffic.
Turnpike southbound car lanes closed for construction work. We've also got road work north on the Western Spur. 16W up toward 18W, only slight delays, really not as bad as before. Parkway work southbound 144 to 143, and southbound in Monmouth County from 100 down toward the Judy Blume service area. The left lane's out. Northbound express lane work at 117, northbound work at 130 in Woodbridge. 295 south is closed at the Aljo Curve, and in East Brunswick, a couple lanes knocked out on Route 18 northbound between Edgeboro Road and Eggers Street. As we go across the Hudson, leaving New Jersey, still no work at the George. We expect a lane to be closed at the Holland Tunnel shortly. Outer Bridge Crossing, stuff slight delays there. It's road work on 440 northbound between Route 35 and State Street. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 1118 on New Jersey 101.5.
Dennis and Judy.
Well, we've had a few debacles ourselves in the live broadcast.
You kidding me?
Keeping you company weekdays from 10 to 2.
We're going to call our show Debacle and Debacle for a while.
New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Millions of Americans.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, partly cloudy and cold overnight. Lows will be in the 20s to around 30. Some sunshine Wednesday will fade behind increasing clouds and will turn breezy with a high temperature in the lower 40s. Periods of snow and rain Wednesday night, which can accumulate a slushy coating to an inch in some areas near and northwest of 287. Low temperatures will be in the mid-30s. And then for Thursday, a rain or snow shower in spots to start, which could reduce visibility and maybe even cause a few slick spots, then turning out quite windy as clouds give way to some sun. Temps will fall into the 30s. I'm Brian Thompson.
In Orange, it's 29 degrees, Hillsboro 25, and Toms River 29. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. That is in Judy Rewind. Next.
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app. Get 1 pound packs of flavorful Private Selection Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $5.99 each. Then get select varieties of Lay's or Kettle Cooked potato chips for $1.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.